Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, published author, timeline coach, past regression specialist, and I got a DVD out called Visionary Vocabulary. Tonight I want to talk about something I expanded into over the weekend, actually. And how does spirit open the way for science? That is something I woken up to over the weekend. And what I'm talking about here is how the mystical of the world, how does the mystical magic of the world start with spirit? And I'm really beginning to see and feel that the spirit of this and the unknown and the unseen actually triggers, opens a way for science, because it's kind of like a light of illuminated stuff to move forward. And it's like a premonition, but how is life more a mystical premonition than we go forward? But what I really discovered for myself is it's about trusting spirit. And we all have a spirit. We've just never learned, opened up to it. And I've been playing with it, but I thought I was doing it. But no, tonight and over the weekend, I just started, it's trusting spirit. Not believing in it, not having faith. It's about trusting. And that's what life is about trusting the unknown. And it's like sitting in the middle of open air and never, ever allowing yourself to move forward. So to open up to life, I'm really beginning to wonder how life plays out in our own way. How is life more of the spirit than it is a human? And how have we been taught human, so we stay stuck inside the human side of life? That is something I've really started really beginning to open up. And here is what I wrote about this. I asked me, how does spirit lore open the way for science and scientific advancement? I now realize, respect, and admire I am a spirit on a spiritual safari, maturing my spiritual savvy. To understand spirit lore opens the way for scientific enlightenment. As I now realize, admit, respect, and admire, science is a spiritual, canny, intuitive, enterprising now, expanding all people's way of life with liberated enlightenment, forever opening people's inner pathways to their dreamer's paradise with the guts to roll the dice and trusting their ability to experience their desired outcomes with glorious grandeur. From within, shining their core chandeliers through the universe, expressing their perverse inspirational expression, magnificently massage airways with artistic bravery for all to energize their dreams now and forever. Thank you, and I love you. But how is it that science is opened by the mystical, magical spirit of life, and we are unwilling to mirror it and match it? And that's something I really, really am exploring within me. I'm taking the voyage of unspoiling my life through the spoils of my self-taught stuff. How have we been taught we have to know and we have to think and we have to do all this? But how do we stay stuck in yesterday when we should be playing in today? Where are we stuck today because we're afraid of yesterday? We take the same fear, same everything forward, and we lock ourselves into it. But how does the spirit within us? And haven't we been taught that we were a human from books? And how do books really keep us locked and blocked in yesterday and stopped in our tracks with the same rat-a-tat crap going on in our head? That what is wrong with the world and cynicism and critical? And how are we our own inner critics? But when you're in the moment and you're letting, you're feeling the energy of your spirit or your deep inner self, can you ever get beyond thinking about anybody or anything else? Or is it all about you and how you're moving forward? And see, that's something else I've really expanded into, is letting go of the pew of you, because there is no you. It's just me, myself, and I am, and stuff like that. But how is it more the I am than you? And how does spirit have no enemies, have no envy, have no hate or jealousy? It's our self-taught stuff that really does this. So how does spirit, how is our thinking where all the negative lies and our spirit is where all the splendor awakens? So what do you feel about that? And that is what it is, and it's unleashing our brain talent along with our gut. And our gut is a gallivanting utopian trendsetter, energizing the brain power and the brain prowess. So where do we become locked and blocked in yesterday? Is that because we do something, or is that because of we're afraid of the unknown and the spirit within ourselves? And our spirit is not attached to anything. We're the ones attached to everything. And how do we stay stuck in the spirit, in the human ways? Because we're taught to be human. We've been taught suffering. And how does the most liberating phrases from the Bible actually liberate us? But we've been taught to save stuff, to stay integrated with all the negativity we fed ourselves. And how does that work? And how does that expand you? How do we keep trying to work through things rather than expand things? How is expanding easier than trying to think your way through stuff? So as we open up to life, and we open up to the light inside us, because life is a light, innocence, feeling, epiphanies, now and forever. As we walk forward, life really invigorates the newness of ourselves. So as life begins, we win. When we let go of being stuck in the thinking, memory, mind that we've done everything to ourselves. So as we open up and love life, life will love us back. But see, life is going to be, life is a constant reminder that struggle is a boondoggle within our mind. Because we keep everything locked, because we're afraid to tell the world that we have challenges, because we all try to be perfect. And how does that keep us there? We encompass stuff we've done, we're ashamed of, we don't like, but we try to hide it by thinking we're perfect. And how is spirit perfect, but is never perfect? Spirit is a serenity, a serene peace, internal resplendence, invigorating today's play. How do you like that serene peace internally? And that is where we're really, the world is about, is becoming at peace with the internal. We can never have peace in the world until we have peace within, inside it. And that is where the world is really lacking, is the peace inside it. Because the peace inside it is never, ever, never, ever exploited, because we got to think we're tough and we got to be ego and we got to be stronger than everybody. How is peace more stronger than war? How is peace a titanium to a sassy tenacity, and war is actually a weakness? How does that all work? How does that all do that? Sassy tenacity. How's peace? And how is war a weakness? You see, war is usually started by people that ain't involved, and peace is in the moment within. And that is where we're at. And when spirit leads and opens the way for science in our life, the serendipitous participant inside me realizes it's today I play. I am the serendipitous participant of my life. How is that? How does it feel to participate and facilitate your life rather than be trying to change it and trying to do this? How is thinking inside, no matter how much you try to change or try to do anything, you're still inside the box, in the crux of mucks, of the muckery? How are we afraid to really expand through life when life is really about the moment? That's a magnificent opportunity, magnetized every day, naturally trendsetting through life. But how is it we've been taught that life is nothing but a struggle and all this? And when spirit leads, there is no struggle, only participation. When the mind leads, it's a mind full of flappery for me. So as I open up and understand that science, that the spirit leads the scientific world in my life, I start trusting the unknown and the unseen. And I'm going to be very, very honest right here. I have a long, long voyage of visionary veracity to expand of. To get through this, to expand out the other side and see the light of life internally, feeling expansionism every day. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, coach. But I teach my journey and I teach how I expand my life. And anyway, my website's mycowboywisdom.com. My books are at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom. And I thank you. And everybody have a splendid week. Show everybody your wisdom, energy, expanding the world. And I want to thank you. And I want to say good night. And may God bless everybody, and I thank you, and I love you, and good night.